Welcome to Canada's Property Management Podcast, your number one resource for investing, managing, and maximizing the value of your real estate assets. And now, here's your hosts, Carla Brown and Adrian Schultz, Canada's rental property experts.
In today's episode, we're talking about getting started. Well, kind of. We're talking about finding your own vendors and service providers and trying to figure this business out versus having it done for you with pre-negotiated service offerings and pricing and value add with preferred vendors that we have at Real Property Management. And I'm so curious, Carla, when you were getting started in this business or in any business that you've been involved in over the years, what's the hardest part about getting started?
So this is a really interesting topic because I was really reminded of this because this last past weekend, I was actually at the Canadian Franchise Association convention. They had a vendor area that was unlike one that I've recently seen. And when I first started in property management in Canada specifically, there was like a real void in where you turned to vendors. And we had a software program and that was really it. And it really wasn't until I started talking to some of the property managers in the US that are near and dear friends of mine that I really realized that, hey, there's a lot for us to pull on here. And we need to fix this and find some better solutions in Canada. Canada, as we know, the property management industry is still very fragmented. And so I really pulled on the US to do that. And today we have a number of very solid preferred vendors that we offer to our franchises across Canada and in their real property management organization that can really benefit their business. And that's our role. I mean, our job as a franchisor is really to support the franchisees and to evolve and innovate so that what you as a franchisee don't need to be doing that. If you were doing that, then you would have your own business. You wouldn't need the franchise organization, right?
So how many years of accumulated knowledge is there at Real Property Management? Like how many years of expertise are you getting when you're getting into a franchise when it comes to the systems and processes and preferred vendors?
Yeah, over 35 years they've been around.
In the US, and how many years in Canada?
In Canada, I guess officially going and running almost 10, I would say just a little less than that in really getting going and setting things up. But there's a lot of lessons learned, and that's what you want. Someone else can go and figure it out and then bring in the good stuff. But we have significant buying power when you look at that organization. I'll give you an example. We just recently negotiated with the US for our main software program that we use. 25%, more than 25% discount, their highest level, all the bells and whistles included that allow us to access APIs, et cetera, that we would have never been able to do without the buying power of over 400 offices collectively doing it.
We should also add that premium platform that we use at Real Property Management is technically not available in Canada. Mm-hmm. So it is the most premium property management software product available in North America, potentially globally, I'm not sure, for our business. And we are the only ones that have access to it in Canada, which is not in itself only an excellent value proposition, but also when you're out getting clients, investors, and tenants, the experience they're going to have with that platform is second to none. And no one is at that level of sophistication as our platform, which I think, you know, again, it just goes to the buying power and the relationship that we have.
Yeah. I won't mention names on this podcast, but I actually had a meeting yesterday with somebody that knows you.
Wow.
Don't worry. They're in Winnipeg and they actually had good things to say about you. So
thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh. Did that sound shocking?
Yeah. And I already know who it was because the individual reached out and I confirmed that you're also a good person. So it goes two ways.
So thank you. Thank you. So, but we were just talking and then they asked a question. Like we actually just covered that off on a recent podcast. Mm-hmm. And so he right away was Googling our podcast and he was like, oh my God, I know you're a co-host. And I'm like, oh, that's too funny. But in that particular vendor relationship, as I'm talking to them, it's a payroll provider, so I won't name names. We're negotiating. There's going to be a 30% discount for our offices in performing their payroll. And I'm on a different plan from a different organization, actually, that before I switch over, and I'm not getting that. So there is power as soon as you attach yourself to some of these vendors. So those are the things that we work on constantly is, what do our offices need? What's the best in class that we can get? What's the best pricing that we can get? There's a lot of factors, I guess, in figuring out who the preferred vendors are going to be.
I'm only smiling and being smug because I love that we're going to have a partnership with a Winnipeg-based company for payroll.
Yes.
And the person you spoke to, I also know his boss, who's the vice president of the company, because I was originally one of their first customers when I was in the Subway franchise business. So I know the product and the company quite well, and they're a wonderful and very reputable, excellent payroll company. So you're very fortunate to be negotiating, especially with that person. He's a great, great individual.
Yeah, I definitely got that impression from our meeting. So yeah. I guess the reason why we're bringing this up, Adrian, is that a lot of times people talk to me and say that, well, why do I need real property management? I could go get all of those vendors myself.
Not at those rates and not at that level of relationship that we're able to obtain with our number of offices.
Yeah. The other part of the preferred vendor equation that I think is worth mentioning is technology. Technology is moving at a speed like we have never seen before. I mean, look at AI. You and I actually did a podcast a few weeks ago on AI, and we're both like, yeah, there's a purpose for it in this industry, but like, don't go crazy. We're going to do another episode because now I can name you about 15 purposes that I want to purpose AI in this industry. Like, and we're definitely using it constantly within our organization right now. It's actually, it's a part of almost every one of my staff members day to day.
Wow. And but you're still real.
I'm real. This is not a created image. If you go and look at some of our blog posts recently, try to pick out which graphics have been created by AI and which haven't.
Okay.
Most of them have been created by AI, actually.
Interesting.
So anyways, that's going to be a different conversation that we have. But with technology moving so quickly, I think it's really important from a company perspective to realize that creating everything, like you always want to like have these proprietary things, but actually relying on companies that you know that are going to continue to move and innovate and creating really strong partnerships with them, I believe is the way that we need to go in order to keep this moving as quickly as technology is going. It's really going to be hard to keep up. We can't be experts in property management and all of the technology pieces that go along with it.
Not by yourself. I think that's the key here.
Exactly. And the resources, right? They're spending millions and billions with investors in order to get this stuff going and going at the speed that it's going. So preferred vendors are essential in any business. In our business, it's something we really focus on in bringing to the table for our franchisees.
Yeah. Now that's real property management.
Thanks for listening to Canada's Property Management Podcast. If you like this episode, please subscribe and give us a rating, which will help us reach more listeners. Until next time, connect with us on social media and online at realpm.ca. Today's episode is brought to you by Century 21 Canada, the gold standard in real estate. Explore listings, find an agent, and get advice at www.c21.ca.